Good morning, everyone. Today, we would like to welcome the whole world to this special meeting of the Full Gospel Business Men's Fellowship in Oshawa, Ontario, Canada. With me today is one of our vice presidents, Pierre Roussel. Pierre has a special teaching which the Lord has just recently laid upon his heart, and we're just honored and blessed that Pierre will be sharing this teaching with us on the subject of divine healing. Pierre, over to you.
Amen. I appreciate you, brother. Doug Hawkins, the president of the chapter here in Oshawa. Before we did this teaching this morning, we were just talking about certain individuals that have passed away in the last, week or 2 weeks ago?
The last 2 or 3 weeks.
And these were brothers in the Lord, and these were actually younger people. And when I say younger, I'm saying anybody under 80 years old is too young to die, according to the Word. And I know this has always caused controversy in the church over the years concerning a divine healing, but Full Gospel here, we believe in the Full Gospel. Businessmen, we believe in the Full Gospel. We believe in the whole Gospel.
Yes, we do.
So, last night, before I went to bed, I picked up this book here. This book is called Descent and Reform in the Early Middle Ages by Mr. Russell. And I've been teaching and I've been reading and researching about heresies for quite a few years now. And actually, I'm going to have a big teaching on my website. And I came across this. Of course, this whole book is about heresies and of course, reform and dissent. And I came across this quote here. And this guy says here, since heresy is believing about God or something about God, what ought not to be believed? And when I read that, I kind of shrugged it off a little bit and I went to bed. And then this morning I woke up and I knew I had to do a teaching on healing, because anybody out there who does not believe that God heals today, or believes that God allows or permits or even sometimes himself puts a disease on somebody in order to teach that person something or to get their attention, actually that should be labeled as a heresy. Now, I'm not saying that person could be a heretic, but it is definitely a heresy, because even the true sense of the word heresy actually means a destructive opinion. So a destructive opinion concerning God. So Martin Luther said years ago, I read this a few years ago, but he said back in the 1500s, he says all heresies, there's no heresies in the Bible, but they use the Bible to promote heresy, meaning they take the Bible and they misquote it, they misinterpret it, they take it out of its context, and that's how you create a heresy. So today we're going to look at, today, first of all, this morning, concerning healing, what the Word has to say about healing, not what some preacher has to say about healing, what Jesus himself had to say about healing. So first of all, we're going to go to Matthew 4, and this is really kind of dear to my heart a little bit, because my mother's been going through some things for the last little while, and we've been spending a lot of time together at night going over scriptures, and she's 86 years old, and she's saying that she's seeing things for the first time, and she's been saved probably for 40 years. And she's seeing things she's never seen before. And I said, Mom, I said, I hate to say this, but I said, that's because you've been reading books more than you've been reading the Bible. And I was guilty of that years ago. I would read more books than I would read the Bible itself. And that's a huge trap. So anyhow, we're going to read just here in Matthew 4. It says, now this is what Jesus said, or that's what they said about Jesus. Matthew 4:23. It says, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news, the gospel of the kingdom. We don't hear a lot about the preaching of the gospel, the good news of the kingdom. And then what did he do after that? He didn't just preach. See, he did something else after that. And I think that added weight to his preaching and his teaching, right?
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. So what did he do here? He said, it says, go on, healing every disease and every weaknesses and infirmity among the people. Verse 24, so the report of him spread throughout all Syria. See, when we start getting healings in our Full Gospel meetings again, it's going to spread. Trust me, especially with technology today, it's going to spread. Guaranteed it's going to spread. We won't have to go looking for them. They're going to become looking for us. Guaranteed. Right? We're believing God for that, right?
Amen.
Amen. A big amen on that one?
Big amen.
A big amen, okay? And they brought to him all who were sick, those afflicted with various diseases, this is the Amplified, and torments, and those who were under the power of demons, we were just talking about that with our brother sitting right next to us here, those who were under the power of demons epileptics, paralyzed people, and Jesus, what did he do? Did he send them to the doctor? Did he send them to Dr. Luke? No, Dr. Luke had left his practice a long time ago. He became Luke the historian. Did you know when Luke saw all the healings that Jesus did, you know, I believe that this is what Luke did. He says, forget about that. I'm not going to have my practice. And I can't do what this Jesus is doing. So what Luke became, he became Luke the historian. And he wrote what? Luke, the Gospel of Luke, and the book of Acts, right? That's what he did. And when we start getting doctors getting healed out there and seeing what Jesus can do, you know what? They're going to leave their practices. They're going to come to our Bible schools. And they're going to want to go out there and bring the healing power to the people. That's what we're going to see happen. This is what happened in the times of John G. Lake, Catherine Kuhlman, Wigglesworth. Doctors were again, they said, you know what, we can't do what these guys are doing. And they left their practices, not all of them, they left their practices, and they became healing evangelists.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And I've got my mom reading stuff on John G. Lake right now, and she's going, wow. I said, yeah, Mom, wow. This is what we need to see in the church. So let's move on here a little bit. Let's go to Matthew 10, because this I really want to zero in on this here, Matthew 10. I said I'd make this short, right? Don't believe me. Anyhow, Matthew 10, it says here, and Jesus summoned to him, or to himself, his 12 disciples, his first disciples. Now remember, after Jesus had chosen his disciples, they followed him everywhere he went. They were with him at all times. That's true discipleship, and we need to bring that back in the church. So anyhow, it says here that Jesus summoned to himself his 12 disciples, and he gave them power and authority, okay, over unclean spirits to drive them out, not to entertain them, not to cozy up to them, not to welcome them into our lives, no, to drive them out and to cure all kinds of disease and all kinds of weaknesses and infirmities. Now, I was going over this with my mother for two nights in a row. We were just really zeroing on this, that God gave us power. Now, people will say, well, Jesus gave this power to his disciples. So what are you trying to say? This is pre-cross, right? This is not post-cross. This is before the cross. So I've heard preachers saying that some of the things that Jesus did with his disciples is not for today. Well, that's heresy in itself. That's heresy. So anyhow, so Jesus gave us the power. And that's what I was really putting a lot of emphasis on that. Jesus has already given us the power. Now, I looked up this word power. I already knew what it was, but I want to touch on it a little bit. This word power is actually the word authority. And the Amplified catches it here, but it's the word exousia. Okay? So here, I'll just give you a few definitions so we can put it up when we edit this and we make the video. Some of the definitions for exousia, here, we'll read it together here, Doug. First of all, we got the word ability. Okay? So he gave them the ability, or he gave them the privilege, gave them the force, he gave them the capacity, he gave them the freedom, he gave them the token of control, he gave them the liberty, and he gave them delegated influence. That's powerful. That belongs to the church. But the thing is, though, we have to believe it. See? If you don't believe it, you will never operate out of this. Okay? So this is what Jesus did. So anyhow, we've been, for the last couple nights, we've been really zeroing on this, and it really began to minister to me. And what I believe God brought, showed me, it was two nights ago, was that I've given you, there's power inside of you, by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. God has given each believer who's truly born again, who's truly recreated, who's a born of God, a son of God, we have power, residential power, authority, to heal all diseases in the world.
Amen.
All.
Amen.
That's what came to me.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
All diseases. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people say, I don't believe that. Well, see, that's the problem. You don't believe that, so it won't work for you. But if you believe it, it will work for you. So I've been really working on renewing my mind to this, that I have the power inside of me, not my own power, the power that resides within us, right? That's what Ephesians 3:20 says. You know, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, according to the power. Now, that's a different word in the Greek. That's dunamis there. Okay? But the power to do above we can ever think or imagine, right? And going back to verse 16, it's talking about the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. So it's about the Holy Spirit. We have no power in ourselves. Even Jesus himself said, I can do nothing of myself. Right? That's what he said, right? So, okay. So Jesus gave us this power to heal all manners of diseases and sicknesses and infirmities and weaknesses and whatever you want to call it. Okay? So Jesus went around preaching the gospel of the kingdom. the gospel of the kingdom. Very important. It's the kingdom, mm-hmm. not religion. The kingdom.
The
kingdom of God has good news. It's got good news. So let's go to the last two references that I wrote down here. First of all, let's go to Matthew 28. The word exousia is used there again. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus said here, himself said, Jesus approached and breaking the silence to them and said, all authority, there it is again, all power of rule here, the Amplified, but it's the same word, exousia, in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Then he said, go then and make disciples, right? So he said, go into all the world and make disciples, right? That's what he said. So let's go to Mark 16, verse 15. And verse 20, start with verse 15, Mark 16. It says here, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach and publish openly the good news. And then, of course, we have in verse 20, it says, and they went out and preached everywhere. So you can't keep this in an isolated place. You've got to teach this in context of what Jesus did before him back in Matthew. Mm-hmm. He went out and preached the gospel of the kingdom. But he healed.
Mm-hmm.
He healed. Mm-hmm. He healed. Now, there's no mention of healing here, but everywhere else there's mentions of healing.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to make sure that we preach the whole counsel of God, the full gospel.
What are you doing?
Right? Mm-hmm. So let's go back. Let's just go back here to Matthew 10. I skipped a verse here, and I need to touch on it before we close here. Matthew 10, in verse 8, very interesting here. After he had given them the power, after he had given them the authority.
Matthew?
Oh, sorry, yeah, Matthew. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. We do a bit of editing, no problem. Matthew 10. We got to see what Jesus told his disciples after he gave them the power, after he gave them the exousia. Verse here, verse 8. Go ahead, brother. Verse 8. Read it. Preach it.
Verse 8 says, cure the sick.
Okay, verse 7 first, and then 8.
Verse 7 says, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Same thing he did in Matthew 4. Preach the kingdom of the gospel of the kingdom. Okay? So what he was doing, he said, you guys go do the same thing. Okay? Keep going.
Listen to this. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Freely, without pay, have you received? Freely, without charge, give.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's good news?
Amen. Wonderful.
Is there any good news in disease?
No, but there's good news in the healing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus came to bring good news to a fallen world.
To a fallen world.
Yeah. So if anybody needs to get a hold of good news, first of all, it's us.
Yes.
Because we are the carriers of this good news.
Yes. Yes.
So if we don't bring good news to the world, then they can't hear the good news.
That's right.
Right?
How else will they know?
How else will they know unless a preacher is sent, right?
Amen.
That's what Paul said in Romans, right?
Amen.
So, last word, brother.
It's true. We are to cure the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the leper, and to drive out demons. And with the power of the Holy Spirit, all of this is possible.
Amen. To those who believe. That's what it said, right? Jesus said all things are possible to those who believe.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you for your time. Shalom.
Shalom. God bless you.